This is Wild About Utah.
With the loss of millions of trees recently due to fires and drought, it's good to be reminded of the many, many benefits that trees provide to people as well as the planet. Remember that they clean the air of impurities, produce oxygen, raise property values, provide homes for wildlife, prevent soil erosion, clean rainfall as it percolates down to groundwater, produce shade in hot summer months, provide building materials, produce food, and this list could go on. The point is that most everyone will agree that trees are a real plus factor for Earth and its inhabitants. And not meaning to bring up a point of controversy, some people are starting to wonder about the connection of trees to the Christmas season. Christmas trees started as a pagan ritual in many countries where people believed that evergreens would keep away witches, evil spirits, ghosts, and sickness. But Germany is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition, as we now know it, in the 16th century. Even in the 19th century, most Americans felt that the indoor tree was still a pagan symbol. Eventually, the tradition was accepted in England and East Coast America when popular Queen Victoria and her German Prince Albert were shown standing around a Christmas tree. Soon, trees from floor to ceiling were hauled into homes and decorated with fruits, nuts, popcorn, and homemade ornaments. There are current pros and cons to this tradition, and it's now being viewed by many as something to be reconsidered. If our current tradition is maintained, and as human population continues to grow, more and more trees will be harvested, whether it's from U.S. forest land or tree farms. Consider these numbers. It takes about 6 to 8 years for a tree to mature. More than 1 million acres of land are planted for Christmas tree harvest, and around 36 million trees are cut and sold by Christmas tree farms every year. So now, as we consider the historic losses of trees and their numerous benefits, many people have dropped the Christmas tree tradition, feeling that having a cut tree in their home for a week or two is wasteful, even if it's eventually chipped and recycled. Some have opted for artificial trees, but that brings up issues about plastics. The best option more people are trying is buying a smaller, live, potted tree that can be planted outdoors. But that can be tricky. Keep the tree indoors for only a few days, then place it outside in its pot, insulate it with mulch, and water it if the soil dries out. Or perhaps there's a space near a window inside your garage. Then plant it in late March or early April to enjoy and contribute to the many benefits of trees that were mentioned at the start of this program. Whatever your choice, have a Merry Christmas.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
This is Ron Helstern, and I am Wild About Utah.